This is Monitor, and I'm your host, Barry Nelson. That's the current hit. There's gotta be something better than this, as Miss Sylvia Sims advises it.
There goes another Plymouth. Plymouth sales have more than doubled in the last 3 years, and it's no wonder our hot sales pace continues with all-new mid-size Plymouth Belvedere. Beautiful Belvedere. Longer. Wider. Heavier. More powerful than its chief competition. There goes another Plymouth. Time after time, day after day, somebody new wakes up, takes off with Plymouth's own special brand of performance. Isn't it time you let yourself go with a beautiful all-new Belvedere at your Plymouth dealers? Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation. There goes another one.
In one moment, refrigerated fishing, an old American pastime. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Luden's Cough Drops. Never, never chew.
Please, we take you inside a Luden's Company sales meeting. The sales manager is speaking to his men.
Why are so many people still chewing Luden's Cough Drops? Why aren't they letting them dissolve in their mouth the way they're supposed to? How many times do we have to tell them one never, ever chews a Luden's Cough Drop?
That's right. Yeah, sure.
All they get that way is a momentary burst of taste pleasure. But they miss out on the medication we build into each drop. They should remember, they buy Luden's Cough Drop for the medication. So they should let them dissolve, let them trickle down, so they can get temporary relief from coughs due to colds and minor sore throat. Sure, it's their dime, but they're our cough drop. And we know more about them than they do. Men, tell the world our slogan. Never, don't ever chew a Luden's Cough Drop. All right, men. Now we'll take a 5-minute cough drop break.
There's only one way to tell the true angler from the amateur fisherman. Check the time of the year he puts away his gear. In Iowa, they fish the year round, frigid temperatures or not. A report from Monitor's Keith Kirkpatrick.
We're out in the middle of West Okoboji Lake in northwest Iowa, doing a little ice fishing. Now, this is quite a popular sport here in the state of Iowa and around the country during this time of year. Several fellas are here, and they're fishing with the traditional short ice fishing rods and small spinning reels, and fishing in rather deep water for the yellow perch. This is Irwin Sias of Sioux City, Iowa. Sias is quite an accomplished rider and outdoorsman and fisherman. How many you got in your bucket, you suppose?
Close to the legal limit, 15.
Hey, Shaft, got one.
You got one, Ed? That's Ed Shafroth from Ankeny, Iowa. Ed, are they biting pretty good?
Real nice, real good.
Tell me now, what all is involved in this ice fishing? You start out, of course, by putting on a lot of warm clothing. How much clothing do you have on, you suppose?
Oh, got about 4 coats on and a pair of old Navy coveralls and rubber raincoat that keeps the wind out and cap pulled down on my ears and a couple of hoods over my head and my back to the wind. Keep warm with some good warm gloves on.
It's a sunny but windy day. What do you suppose the temperature is now?
Oh, I imagine it's about 10 above zero right at the present.
Now, here's a man who's going to cut himself a new hole in the ice and try. You didn't have any luck in the last one, huh, Bill?
No, I didn't catch any. Not even a bite, and I wasn't too far from the boys that were catching.
Okay. This is Bill Menzel. He's an air conditioning man at Sioux City, boy. How'd you like to save some of this air for next summer?
I couldn't sell any equipment if I had it up there.
Okay, let's see how long it takes you to go through about 8 inches of ice.
Okay, you put the mic and hold it right on it now. No.
That was 8 inches of ice. Now, that's an imported gadget, isn't it?
Yeah, that's that auger from Sweden.
Mm-hmm. And it's half moon shaped, and it really goes through the ice.
Yes, and when they work good, and when they get dull, they aren't worth anything.
Okay, good luck. Here's a man who's lying down on the ice, peering down below. Bob Fullwood's his name. He's also Sioux City. What are you doing, Bob?
Oh, I was looking to see if there's anything down below this hole I just dug.
Now, how far down in that water do you suppose you can see?
Oh, it's about 15 feet.
Mm-hmm. You were working your lures like the other boys, jigging it up and down a little bit once in a while, but nothing happens. You stop and look down and see if you can see any, is
it? Yes, yes. Yeah, you can see if there's any fish down there.
Mm-hmm. And when you see them, do you see a lot of different kinds, or are they mostly
perch? No, mostly perch. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, you can see a northern or a walleye go by.
Mm-hmm. Perch is a pretty good eating fish, isn't it?
Oh, they're the best, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Bob, good luck.
Thank you.
The ice here on the lake is constantly creaking and groaning and cracking. As you walk along, you can hear it and sometimes see it. And it seems that the ice is expanding and contracting. Listen. And that's what the ice sounds like as it creaks and groans here on West Lake Okoboji in northwest Iowa. An airplane going overhead, fishermen fishing in the background, and the ice cracking. Now back to Monitor and Radio Central.
For a second there, I thought we lost them all. Me, I'd settle for a can of tuna. And now a word from State Farm Mutual.
Dave Garraway here with a little attachment for your car. It's red and white, about 3 inches square, and tells everyone that you've got an eye for value. It's a State Farm bumper emblem, like those on millions of cars whose owners attach importance to quality insurance protection, fast claim service, and low rates. You can get one of these emblems from a nearby agent for State Farm Mutual, and then you'll see how much importance he attaches to giving car insurance value.
Keep your radio set right where it is, on the Monitor Beacon.
Now,
the Monitor coloring book with that word jazz specialist Ken Nordine. A fantasy approach to color radio, right here on Monitor. And here's Ken to color it green.
As an intellectual vibration, smack dab in the middle of spectrum, green can be a problem. That's because there's so many different greens inside of green, and each one has a different IQ. There's the green that should never have happened, the stupid green, the green that is green with envy. Then there's the so-so green, the who cares anyway green. But somewhere in green is a green here and there that has something to say. A truly intelligent green. A green with some integrity. That's the kind of green for you and me. There's a green to be seen with. Vivid, vibrant, living alive. Should spend the better part of our time, yours and mine, with a green like this. Maybe some of it would rub off.
The only trouble with green is it makes me see green. That was Ken Nordine on Color Radio.
Now.
The Monitor Coloring Book, each weekend on Monitor.
Hiya, pal. You say you were carrying furniture up to the attic, and your legs are so stiff you walk like a toy soldier, and it even hurts to stand still, and tomorrow you have your first judo lesson. Is that what's troubling you, pal?
Well, don't just sit there. Rub your troubles away with Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub. What aspirin does for headache pain, Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub does for muscle pain. Get Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub and smile again.
Well, here's a Monitor sports bulletin from the Bob Hope Desert Classic Tournament. Arnold Palmer sank a 2-foot birdie putt on the 90th hole to tie Doug Sanders for first place at 11 under par. After a brief rest, the two will go back out on the course for a sudden death playoff.
Well, this is one of those songs that you hear now and then. You don't know just where and you don't know just when. It's one of those songs that are over and then. It's one of those. those songs that start playing again. Yes, it's just one of those songs that you hear for a while, that come into fashion and go out of style. It's one of those songs that you think you forgot, but it's one of those songs you cannot, because it's one of those songs that can make you recall a ride in the springtime, a walk in the fall, a day in the country, a night on the town, the sun coming up or the rain coming down, or a feeling when you fall in the morning you met, the love of your life you can never forget. The reason is simple, the memory belongs to one of the wonderful songs. Well, this is one of the songs that's so easy to hear.
Charles Singers was one of those songs, but I didn't get the name. But here's one of those moments.
If you can't say anything nice about your present cigarette, come on over to the L&M side, just for the taste of it.
Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
Come on over to the L&M side, just for the taste of it.
For the latest sports news and most interesting sports features, stay with Monitor. And now the latest in music, a new song, There But For Fortune, sung by the New Christy Minstrels.
Show me the prison. Show me the jail. Show me the prisoner whose life has gone stale. And I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. There but for fortune go you.
Don't count on fortune or just plain luck when you're behind the wheel of your car. NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association, recommends this slogan, short and to the point, use common sense. The new car dealers of NADA know it's the smart way to think about driving. When you use common sense, you drive safely, and you get where you're going. San Remo Orchestra playing Joy Road, and whatever road you're on, Monitor can be your traveling companion coast to coast on weekends. In Rochester, Minnesota, you can hear us on KROC. Wherever you're listening, stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Barry Nelson for Monitor.
Monitor for new sports music on the NBC Radio Network.
Barbara Walters joins regulars Frank Blair and Arlene Francis on Emphasis starting Monday, February 14th on the NBC Radio Network.